It was like Hansen, when Hansen played, never got his kit dirty. It was like he'd come off covering blood and snot and he'd just walk off and basically give his kit to the kit man, said he won't need to wash that this week.
OTB AM, live weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
Some of these critics, these pundits.
I absolutely adore them, lads. I have unbelievable time for them, but they're a great bunch, but it's not acceptable.
They like to play the hard man when they're on it. It's not very pleasant when you're trying to manage a team. All you're looking for is a bit of civility and a bit of decency, but they just dismiss you like you know, you have nothing to do with the bloody occasion.
It's 8 o'clock. It's the Wednesday morning after the weekend. We now know the makeup of the All-Ireland Football Final. Tommy has joined us. Tommy, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Jared. Good morning, Owen.
Owen's a bit of a broken man this morning for the power rankings.
I'm not a broken man. Like, let's do this.
Feel that.
Like you said, it's
spiritually, emotionally.
You said at the start, we're carrying the power rankings, and let's just do this. They're in fourth place in the power rankings.
Yeah, this is like, no, you're supposed to build up to this. You're
well, no,
to, like,
I mean, because there's only the top four. I mean, everybody else is out of the championship. Like, the power rankings are kind of like the point I made earlier on about Arsenal, that you just say Arsenal, and then people laugh, and it's like, ha ha ha, that's a good joke because you said Arsenal. The same thing happens with the power rankings after every weekend. It's like power rankings, and then people are like, ha ha ha. Well, whereas people are like, people who are like tweeting me after Kerry lost, being like, you know, shove your power rankings up your arse and all that. Forget that Kerry weren't even in at number one going into the weekend.
Well,
Tommy Rooney in the pre-show meeting was like, wait, what? And last week he was giving me abuse on WhatsApp, being like, you can't take Kerry off the top in power rankings, and then turns around and is like, oh, your power rankings are so wrong. People are just like saying power rankings, punchline, let's move on. So Kerry are in at number four.
Hang on, Dublin are in at number three.
Tyrone are in at number two. Mayo are in at number one. Job done. Great slot.
Okay,
thanks for being with us, everybody.
Hey, Owen, play the thing, send him home.
I think Owen has forgotten about the power of the power rankings. Genuinely, look.
Tommy.
I think you're missing the point here. All these people are reaching out on social media to send you messages about the power rankings because they understand the power of this chart. They understand that if their county is in a certain position, it can give them a little bit of a siege mentality. And that's why I was a little surprised this morning. I was a little thrown because I completely forgotten that you had moved the chess pieces around last week to negotiate Kerry into, was it second or third? You put them into last week.
Second place because
Mayo went top after they beat the Dubs.
Mayo went top.
So let's just remember last week was Tyrone 4, Dublin 3, Kerry 2, Mayo 1.
Yeah.
I actually think you're right here, Tommy. You've got the bones of something going. Keep it. Let's just, you know, as I said, let's rip the sinews off the bones.
I just think there's such fine lines there at the weekend. Such fine lines. And I think it's been over-egged a little bit how much better Tyrone were than Kerry.
I want this on the record as Tommy Rooney saying this, not me. So when people come back again,
he's right,
after Kerry, after Kerry suffered their next defeat,
I would say,
and come back being like, oh, you've completely overplayed, people are like, oh, it's just an aberration that Kerry lost, it's not me that's saying it, it's Tommy Rooney. Sorry, Tommy,
I would say
that,
continue on the interruption theme. I would say that, Tommy, it is you and your podcast that has been doing most of the over-egging. Like,
correct.
I was listening to the lads and they were like, Tyrone got every single thing right, Kerry got this laundry list of stuff wrong, and at the end of the game it was level scores, and at the end of extra time there was a single point between them. Like, fluky goals get scored for Tyrone, Kerry have a square ball that, like, if he just sticks the ball in the net himself, or if they, you know, if they take the point instead of trying to feed the best footballer of his generation who gets injured in that process, like, it's literally, it's a hair's breadth between us going, geez, Kerry really looked a bit sluggish there, but how good are they going to be for coming through that game against the Wild?
They're overrated. Look,
I can't tell if you're agreeing with me.
Kerry are overrated. That is the consensus over the last couple of days. And in fact, it goes all the way
far
back. I mean, they've been overrated in the 2000s.
They're now so overrated
the last 10 years
that they're underrated.
It's like, I mean, people are saying that, oh, Kerry now have a new reality where teams from Northern Ireland are trying. What, did these teams just not play in the championship? Like, I mean, the disrespect towards the, like, pre-21st century Ulster teams over the last couple of days has been comical, to say the very least, where it's like, Kerry now need to get used to teams putting it up to them. What does that say about all the teams in the 20th century? Did they just not try?
Well, a lot of them were beaten when they saw that they're... Like
that is the most patronising thing ever.
But when it's 3-6 to a point after 10 minutes in an All-Ireland final, you can't say Mayo tried that day or performed to their absolute best. Can you say that? Mayo's only two scored in the first half were two goals.
What are we talking about here, Rich?
An All-Ireland final in the noughties, and it was at 0-4, I think. That, or is it the 06? I can't even tell. They were all the same. They were the same final. Go on, Tommy. Get us your theory out here.
I don't even remember where we were at that, lads. And I can't even tell, Jerry, if you're disagreeing with me or agreeing with me that it was such fine lines between Kerry and Tyrone, because we were making the point that it was very, very fine lines.
I'm blaming you for overrating Tyrone and underrating Kerry at the weekend. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. I'm not sure if that's really what the point of the podcast was. I didn't really feel that coming out of it.
I think that there's going to be... It's very difficult because you talked me into making Tyrone favourites in my head for the All-Ireland final off the back of that.
Yeah, I don't know. And I think the thing about Kerry is, like Owen has said, it's an aberration, it's an underperformance.
No, I didn't.
I did not say
it was an aberration.
He's saying the opposite.
I said the exact opposite.
Okay,
I refer to it as a trend on Monday. I want that on the record. I refer to it as a trend.
This is now
it is the
new
totally
dark age that they're entering is that various teams now have the blink on them, the Indian sign, they've got a hoodoo. It's Tyrone 2.0, and every time Kerry come up against them, they're going to feel like something special is happening. And sorry, that's why I was bringing up the point about Emma Fitzmaurice talking about the training session in Killarney National Park. Everybody in Kerry got spooked by the fact that they were playing Tyrone and got so worked up about it that they forgot to go and be themselves. And I think they completely double bluffed themselves the weekend. I'm not buying that.
I'm not buying that.
I think two things have happened this year, lads, and it kind of feeds into your question, Ger, about who's favourites for the All Ireland. Two things have happened this year, and it's around Tyrone. Tyrone are the only county left here that did not set up to beat Dublin. Like Kerry's entire game plan, and rightfully so, was set up to beat Dublin over the last couple of years. I didn't realise it at the weekend or over the last couple of months, but Kerry don't have that many kick passers anymore. And that's because you cannot kick the ball against Dublin. Paddy Clifford really was the only one. And once Paddy Clifford and David Moran were cut out, Kerry didn't really have anyone to feed Clifford and O'Shea inside. So when Tyrone are going into the All-Ireland final here, they're going up against a Mayo side that were created to take down Dublin in James Horan's eyes. A slightly different way than how Kerry have planned to do it. But Kerry and both Mayo were both set up to beat Dublin. Mayo got that job done. So now they're into the All-Ireland final and are against a proposition where I actually think the second thing here that's at play is that Tyrone don't really know themselves. They really don't. Like, it's very new under Duher and Logan. That Donegal game could have gone very differently. And there's no chance Donegal were beating Kerry in the All-Ireland semi-final because they just weren't. But that Donegal game could have gone very differently in Ulster. Duher and Logan would have still had another year next year, they would have learned from it and moved on. But since that game, Tyrone have been building and they've been learning about themselves. I actually think it's very difficult to say who's favourites going into this All-Ireland final because there's so many unknowns about that team. Tyrone were set up to beat Kerry the last day. I'm not sure Kerry worried enough about Tyrone's danger men and the men that they should have nullified. I think Kerry, I'm not actually sure Tyrone got under their skin enough. I actually think they went out and played their own game a little bit too much. Whereas they should have maybe detailed players. You look at the job that Conor Myler did, that Kieran McGeary did, that Peter Hart did. All of Tyrone's important players, and I'm not sure Kerry did enough in that regard. Sure, Thomas Sullivan had a great game with Darren McCurry, but which of the other key Tyrone players were tied up? I don't think they were.
Yeah, I'd agree with that analysis, Tommy. Absolutely. I don't agree with the whole... Kerry were obsessed with this Tyrone thing or that's why they lost. I mean,
no, I just think they talked themselves into a position of fear as opposed to actually trying to impose their game in a way. Like I get the point about the kick passers, right? And I get the point about them not detailing players, but like that's just we haven't done the right homework here, and we haven't. I think you just talked yourselves into this whole, we're being outfoxed here, there's an ambush going on, what's going on? It's like, it's just this default position of negativity.
There was a bit of that going on, yeah. It was amazing to watch the narrative all week.
But
and it was everywhere. Everybody.
Kerry were talking about an ambush so much.
They got ambushed.
Nearly to cover themselves.
It's like
they wouldn't get ambushed.
It's like, what's that bullshit, The Secret? It's like you manifested this into existence. You're like, oh no, they're going to kill us. And then they killed you and you're like, I told you they were going to kill us. It's like, it's this kind of weird circular.
And if Kerry win at the weekend, you'd be like, oh, you yare it away all week.
I wouldn't.
The Tyrone team is really good. Well done.
You beat the Tyrone team.
Here's the thing.
If Kerry won at the weekend, it was the first All-Ireland of three in a row. Like, That's what would have happened at the weekend. If Kerry came through that test, it was the first three in a row. I genuinely believe Kerry are going to win a number of All-Irelands this decade. I just think it's the best thing that could have happened to Gaelic football that Kerry were beaten. Put them back another year. Make Clifford and O'Shea go back to the drawing board.
You're moving off the Twitter narrative. The Twitter narrative is that this Kerry team just simply isn't good enough and they're overrated.
No, that is absolutely not the case.
If Peter Keane comes through this winter, which I do think there's a chance that he will get through it, because Gaia, like, are you going to go to Jack O'Connor? Like, I know you probably don't want to get into that conversation straight away, but like, listening to that Jack O'Connor interview on the Examiner pod during the week, I couldn't get around it.
Everybody's giving me crap saying you haven't listened to it, and then you listen to it and it's actually worse. It's worse.
They should be booting Jack O'Connor today.
Like, yes. Have some self-respect.
You're saying it's an easy job taking the Kildare job. Out the gap. Good luck to you. Go and apply for the Kerry job. Best of luck. And if Kerry go for Jack and Connor, best of luck. Like, I think Peter Keane is very, very close here. I think he's very close. And I think he's been so unlucky in the sense that he hasn't got Kerry over the line. There's a couple of frailties in that Kerry team. They're not that big. Like, defensively, yes, there's a few issues. I think selection-wise, they could have gone horses for courses with maybe Adrian Spillane and Dermot O'Connor in there instead of maybe one or two others, and maybe bring in David Moran or bring in somebody else. I don't think they're very far away on. I know it's hard to take at this stage, but...
I'd still have,
to be honest with you, I'm very surprised we still don't have Kerry number one in the power rankings.
I'm sorry, but you don't know as much as at redhand424237 on Twitter, Tommy, who says that this Kerry team is finished and never started and have always been finished. And the way they managed to win four in a row in the 70s and 80s is because teams just didn't like to try playing football. And effort is a new phenomenon that has only been discovered in the 21st century. So unfortunately, you're wrong, Tommy, and he is right. And this is an overrated team.
I think that, again, they're now underrated officially because everybody says they're rubbish on the back of losing a game after extra time by a single point against a very good team who seem to have brilliant management.
Who might be the All-Ireland champions.
And I'll talk about that in a minute, right? But so what's the order? Dublin are four.
No, Kerry are four. Kerry are four, Dublin are three. Yeah.
I'm surprised by that now because Dublin got a bit of a trimming.
I mean, they didn't though, really. Again, I point you back to...
It was coming all year. If you look at the way Kerry have played all year long, Kerry have been awesome.
Yeah, it was coming all year, but actually they should have won that game.
Well, I think my reason...
should have beaten Mayo. Now that the heat has come off it, Dublin should have beaten Mayo. They were in a winning position and they lost a load of stuff. Like, a bunch of chaos happened to Dublin. A bunch of systems failures happened. That happens in big-time sport. Like, because Dublin were so mechanical for so long, and they were so impressive, and they were such an empire for so long, we forgot that actually what happens in sport when teams are evenly matched is chaos. Chaos ensues. A million different things happen. And post-match, people point to these three things decided the outcome of this event. But that's nonsense. Because in an invasion sport like Gaelic football, where there are literally millions of combinations of where you can stand on the pitch, and as a result of that, every time one individual has the ball, there are a million different permutations about what might happen every single minute over the course of the 90 minutes that we play. You can't tell which are the ones that ultimately decide the outcome. And post-event, you're all trying to put a shape on it. The Dubs should have beaten Mayo. Like, they absolutely should have beaten Mayo. They were in a winning position. I think if Tyrone get into a winning position against Mayo, they're going to see that game out this year because they actually are a team that is evolving and is a little bit ahead of where this Dublin team is. But that's based on instinct as opposed to any evidence for it. And I think as well that Tyrone's bench this year is officially the strongest by a country mile.
Like, Darragh Canavan should have buried that goal, lads. Like, the script should have been written.
Exactly.
Darragh Canavan won it. Darragh Canavan won it for Tyrone in normal time. That should have been the script we had written. And Darragh Canavan could easily start that All-Ireland final. I agree with you, Ger. That Tyrone bench is stacked. Absolutely stacked. And right now, 10 days out, I would happily declare Tyrone All-Ireland favourites. Even though I think the bookies have it the other way.
They do have it the other way. They do have it the other way. I think they're favourites because, is Oisín Mullin definitely going to be fit? And what's his recovery like from a quad? How easy is that for him to get up to the same level? And if he's anyway, if he's 2% off, then that becomes a bit of a negative. They don't have their best player, the greatest scorer in the history of the championship, is not playing for Mayo in the All-Ireland final. If it was new news that that was the case, we'd be like, oh, that's going to swing the game. A couple of points in Tyrone's favour. And what's Aidan O'Shea's form like? Who knows? I think these are all big questions.
I'm disagreeing with both of you. I would make Mayo favourites for this year's final. I think Mayo are a better team than Tyrone at the moment.
Even with all the people, if Oisín Mullin doesn't play.
Oisín Mullin and Cillian O'Connor didn't play against Dublin. And they had to do it without them. And Aidan O'Shea, you can almost throw into that mix because his kryptonite is Dublin. He hates playing against Dublin and always saves his worst performance for Dublin. So Aidan O'Shea is like a new man back from injury. And there is going to be that mystery about the Mayo team going into this All-Ireland final about whether or not he's going to start. And if he does, where does he play? Mayo have enough of a shape-shifting nature about them as Tyrone do. Tyrone definitely are the kings of it. And in the context of Kerry, they definitely seem like just Houdini times 15 on the pitch. But with Mayo, they also have a certain level of kind of like dark magic about them. And it's going to be it's obviously just a completely novel All-Ireland final, but I think even with the way these two teams have set up and the way they've played over the course of this entire season, there's so much mystery around both of these teams that it makes just for so much fascination. And I would be astonished if anybody can safely say this will definitely happen, this team will definitely
win.
But I suspect Mayo will win.
I suspect Tyrone.
It's going to be all out chaos.
Yeah.
It's going to be chaos versus chaos.
It's going to be 11 points to 10. Class.
The Miserable on Twitter says, Jesus, two more weeks of Mayo FM shite ahead of us. Yes, it is. And 2 weeks of Tyrone FM shite ahead of you too, The Miserable. And plenty more picking over the carcass of Kerry. Just to
Why are you wasting your time with a team that are overrated
and are finished, they haven't even started. That's now the most interesting team in the country.
Crap. Relegation.
They're the new Mayo.
I completely forgot why I joined you guys on air this morning. Surely, as All-Ireland minor champions, me
just
should be moving
up the power ranking. Kill his line there, will you? Can you kill Tommy's line? Tommy, good luck. Thanks very much for that.